Everyone else in Juneau was awakened by the blast on the Boutwell, but I slept right through it, even though I could see it from my window.
Rich McClear was the radio manager at KTOO-FM in Juneau in 1980. The city was in the middle of its centennial celebration, and every Coast Guardsman had been recalled to duty aboard the cutter Boutwell. Just as we do now, reporters called the Coast Guard District 17 headquarters for a lead on what was happening, but the similarities end there. McClear's news director was named Jim Gordon. Without really understanding what was going on, Gordon asked McClear if he could get a plane, an incredible expense for a public radio station at the time.
And so that's what happened. He and Dave Carpenter from the Anchorage Times were able to charter a plane. They called CNN to see if they could sell some video to CNN in return for the cost of the plane. And CNN said, well, yeah, if you've got video, we'll buy it. And that was a good thing, because when my boss, the general manager of K2, heard about it, he was just upset that we had expended the money to buy the to rent the plane.
But it didn't take long for word of the Princendom to reach the big lower 48 news bureaus. Without a satellite uplink, McClear says the locals weren't able to get their film to CNN before the networks began running their own footage. But they came up with another idea. Because of fog in Juneau, the KTOO plane flew over the Princendom, but then had to land in Sitka. That's where most of the survivors were headed.
Jim and Dave wrote a boilerplate story and then interviewed people coming off, and then in that boilerplate put the a paragraph about someone locally, and then went to Kettleson Library and got a directory of local papers and started calling weekly papers in New Jersey and Iowa and places like that and said, we've got an exclusive story about your survivor off the Princendom. There were fax machines then, and so they were able to fax a story, and that's how we kind of partially paid for the airplane.
Nevertheless, their eyewitness account of the ship, combined with their connections in the Coast Guard and with other sources on the ground, gave the local news organizations an advantage in reporting the story. McClear says KTOO, the Juneau Empire, and the Sitka Sentinel ran an amazing week of coverage. The Empire even put out an extra edition. Some network reporters, meanwhile, were just learning that you couldn't rent a car in Juneau and drive to Sitka or Yakutat. McClear says there are two main differences between how the story was covered in 1980 and how it would be covered today. First, the ships have grown dramatically. Instead of 500 passengers, some ships in the Gulf now carry more than 3,000 passengers and 1,500 crew. A Princendom-style airlift would be extraordinarily difficult, even in the best of conditions. And, of course, the news would spread instantly.
Reporters could virtually cover it. As soon as video came into Sitka, the whole world would see it because it would go out via the Internet. There would be high-quality interviews instead of raspy phone-quality interviews that we took from Juneau, from Sitka. They were high-quality interviews. And a lot of the coverage could be done remotely because of just high-quality audio and video conferencing through Skype and things like that. It would have been covered completely. Well, it would have been covered much more quickly. But I'm not sure we would have had as happy an outcome because of the larger ships. Because we still only have three helicopters in Sitka.
Even though the Princendom eventually did make worldwide headlines, McClear says the story never achieved epic status. Many people may be only hearing the name Princendom for the first time in this retrospective, while the Exxon Valdez, only 9 years later, is a cultural icon. Part of the problem might be that the Coast Guard was just too good. McClear remembers discussing the event with an editor at one national network who wanted the story, but only if someone died. And that kind of notoriety, unfortunately, might be one thing that has not changed in the news over the last 35 years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.